The seventh aliyah of Parshas Vayikra talks about one who is unable to afford the korban of birds for his chatas and instead brings a korban of flour. The Torah here uses the phrase Asher Chatar. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch comments that this refers to the fact that he has transgressed against the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. And the Torah tells us that he is not to place in this korban shemen, oil, because it is a chatas, and Rav Hirsch comments about that there can't be any joy because of the chait, and therefore the pleasurable oil is inappropriate. The Sefer Achinuch suggests that the symbolism is that shemen, which floats, represents gaiva, haughtiness, and the sinner has to have a sense of lowliness, and in addition, we're also trying to go easy on those who are poor and unable to afford the more expensive sacrifice. Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests that the avoidance of oil here is so that we shouldn't create the impression that this is some kind of nice, appealing gift for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's for our own closeness. And the Oznayim LaTorah combines some of these ideas in suggesting that Hashem doesn't want to accept anything that would look like a gift from those who have sinned. In the Torah's Kohanim, the question is raised as to why should we not wait until the individual becomes more financially capable and therefore would be able to bring a korban of an animal. And apparently the concern here is for chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, we would prefer for this mitzvah to be done in a timely fashion rather than waiting for a more impressive version. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, we find the phrase v'chiper alav hakohen al chataso asher chata me'achas me'ela. The Kohen will atone for him for his sin, in which he sinned in one of these. That's a reference to the three Averos that we read about previously. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that these three sins all represent denying or overlooking knowledge, specifically in three different areas. One is denying that one has edus, testimony, to provide on behalf of someone else. That is overlooking knowledge that one has in the area of society and justice. The other is Tumas Mikdash, and that is ignoring the knowledge that one has in the area of one's own impurity, and that is in the area of moral freedom. And one is Shuas Bitoy L'Avar, taking a false oath regarding the past, and that is denying the knowledge that one has about one's own self towards the individual. In Pasuk Tesvav, we read about Mi'ila. And here, this phrase, Mi'ila, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that Mi'ila is related to the word Mi'il, as if it means a coat, just like a beged is related to bagad. Betrayal shows that you are just an outer garment, that you are not actually sincere on the inside. But the nature of Mi'ila is the subject of some discussion. We normally understand it to refer to a type of theft from the Hekdesh, but the Rambam, in the very end of Hilchos Mi'ila, where he gives a general theme that one can learn from the entire concept, notes that it's important to take mitzvahs overall seriously, even if we don't understand the reason, and he takes inspiration from the concept of Mi'ila, where he notes that just as we are responsible for being disrespectful to holy items, so too the mitzvahs are holy, and if we disrespect them because we don't understand the reasoning, so we'll be held responsible for that as well. So there he seems to understand that the nature of Mi'ila is a lack of respect for that which is holy. So the idea that there's supposed to be some kind of gezel, theft, that's involved here doesn't seem apparent in his words. And this is a discussion that Chavetzel Sashar HaTorah has, where he notes that perhaps the idea of gezel, which was expanded upon by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in his writings, is a result of the fact that the items are considered to be hektish and therefore sanctified, and as a extension of that, therefore there is now a concept of gezel that comes from benefiting from them. The consequence for this is one brings an asham. The Ramban explains here that the language of asham is that a person should essentially feel like a wreck, like a shmama, and that's a word that's relevant also as we continue to read in Pasuk Kidzayin about the concept of an asham toli, which is a korban that is brought for one who is not sure that he committed a transgression, and this indicates that there's something that's apparently even worse if somebody is unsure of his guilt. And this korban is actually more expensive expensive than a korban that one would bring if he is sure. And this indicates the fact that there is a greater complication here and a greater severity due to the individual's lack of knowledge. And as Rav Simcha Zussel Breit in the Sam Derech comments, that we see that the severity of an avera is sometimes measured by the likelihood of tshuva, and the concern here that one who is not sure that he actually did something wrong is therefore less likely to do tshuva, and because of that, there is a greater severity associated with his situation. This is a comment Rabbeinu Yonah makes in his commentary to Maseches Brachos in the very beginning, and Daf Aleph Amud Beis, Bedapei Harif, when he's talking about the concept of Bein Hashmashos and the need to be even more machmir in a time of Safek, than a time when we are sure about the status. And he explains there the notion of the Ashram Tali, where he explains that a person who knows that he has done an Avera will put it to his mind to do tshuva, while somebody who's not sure if what he did was wrong will assume that there's the good possibility that what he did wasn't indeed wrong, and therefore won't consider it a responsibility to do tshuva, and therefore there's a need to be even more machmir about that situation in order to compensate. The existence of this korban is one of the points that's raised in objection to the position of the Rambam, who maintains that even though we say safek daraisa l'chumra, the Rambam's view is that that principle itself is a principle midrabanan, and that min haTorah one is permitted to go l'kula regarding Torah law. So the existence of the korban ashram tole seems to call that principle into question. If there is a korban that needs to be brought for the possibility of violating a Torah law, even misafik. Towards the end of the parsha, we read about Gezel. The Medrash has a comment about that Gezel Makatrig Barosh, that of all the Averos, Gezel is one that brings an accusation against the one who commits it at the very beginning. It's a little hard to understand among all the Averos why this has a unique place, and perhaps it can be suggested that Gezel is a particular denial of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, while other Averos may be an indication of a taiva, of a desire simply to sin, that can happen even if one acknowledges God's presence. Gezel is a belief that one will profit from having stolen, and if one is actually the belief that God runs the world and will give everyone what he needs, so then it's not even worth one's while to steal because there wouldn't be any profit from it. So the rest in stealing, perhaps as distinct from any other Avera, represents a unique denial of God's presence. And in that sense, all the more so, a korban plays an additional role as a corrective to that mentality.